republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We have no public comment. I'll call to order the Taney County Commission meeting Monday, May 14th, 2018, 9:03 a.m. Any commission remarks? Monthly budget report.
Guys, I know sometimes you get these 4 or 5 days before we do the report, and sometimes the day before, and it probably makes a lot of difference to you how much you remember that was there, but I don't know that there's anything that's unusual. Our sales tax is tracking a little more than what we had predicted, which is a good thing, but we're still spending at a rate that is puts us spending some of our money that we had stored, and so we at general county revenue are down about $500,000 right now, which might not be unusual. We may come back and break even this year. I don't know. The rest of the funds I think are doing pretty well. The departments in GCR are all tracking pretty much on what we had budgeted. So you guys have any questions, comments, anything like that?
Well, you made a comment that sounded good to me, but I hadn't seen it quite. I think we need to still increase the revenues for us to break even based on what's budgeted.
And it's really, really hard to predict. And you know, because we've had there's no consistent, seem like consistency in when the sales tax is reported to us. But most of the years that I've been here, the last part of the year, the best months are in the last 6 months rather than the first 6 months. So that's...
But not last year.
Optimistically, I'm looking at it that way.
Yeah. And we tend to spend more early than later.
It kind of varies. But the big expenditures go out at certain particular times of the year and stuff like that. Depends on what we've got going on that particular year.
Well, insurance, I mean, the things that we pay quarterly, monthly, those types of things. But I'm talking
those about... Those are consistently there.
Right. But the purchases for road and bridge, purchases for sheriff's department, those tend to come out earlier to mid and not so much in the later. So that's why it's always kind of... It always looks worse in the very beginning than it usually kind of... levels out to where we have a better idea what's going on in that August range.
Most of the time, that's true. We will know more, a little bit more about that time when we start in the budget again.
Right.
Anyone have any other questions?
I don't.
Thanks, guys. Anytime you have questions, don't hesitate to ask.
Thank you.
Approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks numbers 449760 through 449777, 449779 through 449814, warrant 6993, and one journal entry.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve check number 449778.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting minutes and executive session minutes for April 30th and May 7th, 2018.
Do you know if the question on the email we got, I think it was on Friday, as far as the names, were they entered in?
Talking about the regular minutes?
Yeah.
Yes. In regard to what did you say, sir?
I was asking for the names.
Oh, she could not. They were not on the record. They weren't given. So she can't. She sent an email to the sheriff and he didn't reply.
Do you want those in here? I think the newspaper had them actually on an article I read this morning. So do you want the names written down in here? Or?
It's the minutes are correct. It's what was on given, but it is always good to have those names.
So I'm asking, do you guys want those added? Or?
I think that would be a good idea, yeah. If she can get them. You said the newspaper had them? Mm-hmm. When they come forth and...
Yeah, because they actually came up and spoke in the...
Yeah, yeah.
Well, three of them spoke from the seat. They really need to come forth and give their name.
Move to approve regular session minutes for May 7th, 2018 with corrections.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve executive session minutes for April 30th, 2018 and May 7th, 2018.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Insurance update. Mr. Akers.
As we're talking about the budget, this is an item that we probably want to keep an eye on a little bit. I've got both some sobering news, but then some positive potential. How's that to get things started? If you get your report out, the main one that is stapled together, just kind of walk through that as we've done in the past. The first page just gives kind of a breakdown of where the money has been spent on the medical side. You will notice that there is, if you go down to other providers ancillary and then a column for other, there is a very large number at over $500,000. And I'm gonna hit on that going on.
Does that mean out of network?
No, in this case, I believe it was negotiated to be in network, but it is, and I'll hit that here in just a second. The next page, if you look, and again, these numbers, you have to tease some things out of them. If you go to September of 2017, you will see we had a really tough month at $570,000 worth of claims. That's the same thing as we're going through. But one of the things that I really want to draw your attention to, if you look at the last several months, really as we get into this year, we have tempered quite a bit. Mm-hmm. So the claims costs in the last several months are actually not too bad. So that's at least a glimmer of light as we're looking at these loss ratios. The next page shows your drug spend. It's really pretty consistent. We've actually crept up a little bit in the last couple months, but it's stayed fairly consistent throughout the time. One of the things we're seeing in a lot of our groups is prescriptions are really, really going up. You guys have not really seen that yet. There are lots of you know, new drugs, designer drugs and things out on the marketplace, and they can easily be $250,000 a year. But in knock on wood, we're not seeing a whole lot of that with you guys right now. The next page shows the premiums paid. And just, I did the math for you. If you just do the pure loss ratio, which is just what was paid out by Cox versus what you've paid in, our loss ratio is over 139%. However, if you take the reinsurance, and if you remember, we have insurance within our insurance. So once you have a claimant that hits over $100,000, then that it cuts off, and then the county is not assessed for that going forward. So it's called pooling, and that's what really kind of saves you. So what that does is it takes our loss ratio down once you take out the pooled claims to 112%. Now obviously that's still not a good number, but it's a lot better than 139. And actually it's quite a bit better than the last time we had this discussion. So we are trending at least in the right direction. And then when we get to the shock claim report, I'll tell you why I think that is. The next page just goes through various treatments and maladies. It's the categories of where dollars are being spent. Your top 25 diagnoses.
Whenever I try to ask this without being, I'm going to be extremely vague.
Okay.
Whenever you look at the highest paid one, mm-hmm. is that due to treatment for, or is that due to purchasing of?
Treatment for.
It's expensive.
Yes, it is.
Is that an in-house treatment that they have to stay at?
This is where we're hoping that a prescription drug monitoring program will help. Am I being too optimistic on that?
I mean, I hope not.
I was told that all the doctors that work on the Cox Network are on board, and they're going into it and checking to get the...
Yes, and the more we can deal with that epidemic, obviously, the better chance we have. I will skip, if you go to the next page, because I think it's really where you guys are zeroing in. I think there's something that's very important to the discussion. On the shock claims report, the one-pager, if you go down and look at both member number 4 and particularly member number 6, do you see where it says a T prior to member number 6?
I'm sorry.
That's shock claims. I'm sorry. I moved to the next, the one page report behind. It says shock claims report on the top.
Brandon.
No, it's by itself. It's
oh,
one
oh,
page.
There it is, Richard. Thank you.
Okay. Sorry. I jumped ahead on you, but I think this is apropos. If you look at the report where it says A. And on the left-hand side, that means active. Where it says T, that means terminated. So they're no longer on the plan. And you'll notice that there are a couple of members, member 4 and member 6, that are no longer on the plan. And if you go over to the far right where it says last DOS, that's last date of service, both those individuals have been off the plan this year. Actually, date of service well into last year. So that's why I think we're moderating, and that's why I think hopefully we've got some opportunity to hopefully negotiate a little bit of renewal time.